the Matt Bubala Show, Radio 720 WGN. Thanks for staying up a little bit late with us tonight. It's not so late out in Nevada, out in the area of Sparks, Nevada, is my friend Jessica Williams. She joins us on the phone. Hey, Jessica, how are you this morning?
Hey, Matt. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. So, Jessica, we wanted to talk to because I saw her in the news this last week because she has a two-year-old Great Dane named Rocco, who is trying to get certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the tallest, would it be the tallest living dog or the tallest living Great Dane?
Tallest living dog.
Tallest living dog. You have a Great Dane named Rocco.
They're Great Dane, yeah.
Typically, those are generally, there's no dogs that get as big as Great Danes for the most part?
I mean, Irish Wolfhounds, but I think as far as records go, it's been Dane.
So the current world record holder passed away in 2014. That was Zeus, a Great Dane named Zeus, who was... Now, the way the Guinness Book measures it is their height from their paw on the floor up until the tallest part of their shoulder. So would that be just at the bottom of their heads where the back line starts to flatten out, Jessica?
Like, kind of at the base of the neck, right where the back. That's usually, like, the tallest point of the shoulder.
Okay.
So typically where they measure from, yeah.
Base of the neck. And Zeus, who has passed away, was measured at 44 inches.
Right.
Which doesn't sound as impressive as when Rocco's on his hind legs, he's well over 7 feet tall. That's what blows me away is when I see the picture of Rocco putting his hand on your shoulders like you're a four-year-old and he's your dad because he's so much taller than you. It's crazy.
He owns me pretty much.
I would imagine it's tough to say no to Rocco. He looks at you like, hey, lady, I'm a lot bigger than you. We're gonna go for this walk now.
Right? It's pretty much like that.
So Rocco, now you've measured Rocco. You were telling me off the air earlier today, it's tough to get an exact measurement because a Great Dane is hard to say, hold still. But you've measured...
A two-year-old
Great Dane. No kidding. So think about a human two-year-old and then make it a 200-some-pound Great Dane. So when you've measured him, you get around 39 to 40 to 41 inches, depending on how well he holds still, right?
Exactly, yeah. We kind of get a variation, but we average it at about 40. That's typically what we land on. You know, depending on how he's moving or how he's stretched out, you can get a little higher, you can get a little lower if he's bent down. So that's kind of what we average it at.
Now, I'm sure you've seen the veterinarian. You've been like, dude, my dog is really growing. He's only two. Have they estimated how much bigger he could possibly get?
No one's really estimated for us, but they all, you know, they all say the same thing. He is a little bit larger than normal. He's a little abnormally large. And they pretty much tell us, you know, as long as we just keep track of his health and make sure he's in good health, you know, they worry about stuff like his weight. They don't want him to be overweight by any means, as long as we keep track of that sort of thing, because they are worried about his growth since he does grow really fast, rapidly. But otherwise, I mean, there's no really estimate. They just say, you know, he's a big guy, and that's all.
So you've submitted an application to the Guinness Book of World Records. And then how does that work, Jessica? Does that take a long time? Do they say, okay, we'll check it out? Or do they send somebody out? I've never understood quite how that process works.
So I'm kind of confused on it, too. I mean, I applied, and they did reply to me, and they asked me to make sure that I was measuring toe to shoulder. I'm sure people submit things that are, you know, maybe toe to head. I'm not really sure. So we told them we were measuring toe to shoulder, and they asked us to send some pictures of us measuring him, which, you know, like measuring him in general is pretty difficult. But we got some, and we sent them. And actually, just today, I got a generic email pretty much saying that our case has moved on to the next step. So the application, it's still in processing, but it's on the next step. So now, from what I read in the email, they want us to again submit evidence of us measuring him on our application. I guess they changed whatever on the link, and so now you can go submit actual evidence on there. So that's what they want us to do. So I don't know if they send someone out to measure because they've said nothing about that. So that's what kind of throws me off because I would like someone else to measure him. I mean, we don't know. You know, it's hard to get an accurate measurement. So
yeah.
I'm not really sure how it works either because they haven't stated that at all.
And he might even grow by the time they come to decide to take a look. I mean, so you're going for oldest living dog because he's not quite at the world record height of 44 inches yet. He might get there. But we do know that Zeus, unfortunately, passed away a couple of years ago. So if they could make the title world's oldest living dog, or I'm not sorry, not oldest, world's tallest living dog, then Zeus, then Rocco might have a real shot at that one at least.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we did that just because we did see another friend of mine tag me in a link a few months back of another news report of someone, you know, trying to aim for the same goal of the world's tallest living dog. And they had a Dane as well, and he was 38 inches. And so when I saw that, it just kind of struck my interest to why not we apply, because I know that Rocco's taller than that. So we really just did it for fun. You know, there's no, we're not competitive. There's no competition here. We love all great Danes and all dogs. We just really did it for fun. And so it's just kind of to see, you know, why not? Why not try and spark some interest?
Yeah, no kidding. So tell me a few things about Rocco. This is, I thought I read in the story that this is your first ever Great Dane. Is that true?
Yeah, he is our first Great Dane. We do have another one. We have a second one. She's only 1 year old. She's a little smaller, obviously. but yeah, he was our first Dane. And I mean, I've wanted Dane since I was a little girl. I grew up with small dogs, and so I had my heart set my whole life on a Dane, and my best friend has Danes, and she's had a lot of them, so she really even got me even further into them, and so finally we got Rocco, and I'll get him now because we'll never own anything else.
Now, how much larger is Rocco than a normal-sized Great Dane? Is it, you said the veterinarian says a little larger. Is he, like, a lot larger, or are Great Danes in general really big dogs all the time anyways?
Great Danes, I mean, they are obviously one of the taller dogs in general. They are a giant breed. But he is definitely, inch-wise, a lot taller than average.
Okay.
Average, it definitely varies, obviously. Females don't get as large as males do. But on average, I mean, even 38 is pretty tall for a Dane. So typically, you know, it's somewhere around 37 or a little less. Definitely varies, but he's a large guy. He's definitely larger than normal. And you can tell when you see him, you know. He stands next to other Great Danes. We go to play dates all the time here in Reno. We have a good Dane community, and we all get together. And, I mean, he's definitely just a lot bigger than all of the other full-grown males.
Too funny. Now, do you have a big yard? I know you go to play dates and probably go to the dog park, but do you have a big yard for him to run around in? Is it hard for him to move around and get enough exercise at his size?
It's not. So, I mean, we do have a decent-sized backyard. It's pretty large. It's not anything, you know, it's not a huge property of land or anything, but it is a pretty large backyard fenced in. And so him and the other one we have, Daisy, they go out there and run around a lot. We take them on walks, but in general, Great Danes are low-energy dogs, and especially when they're young. I mean, they're high-energy when they're young, but they don't require a lot of exercise because at a young age, their growth plates aren't closed yet, so they can't really do too much running. You can't purposely run a Great Dane at a young age. You can give them problems like arthritis and things like
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, they can run and play and whatnot, but you can't purposely give them over amount of stimulation on their joints when they're young and still growing.
And what about food, Jessica? How much money are you spending a month on food? I can only imagine the size of the bags you're bringing home, but how much food does Rocco go through?
Food-wise, it kind of shocks people. I mean, he does eat a lot for a dog, but not as much as people think, since they are a little lower energy. He eats about 8 cups a day, give or take. You know, when he's looking a little slim, well, we might add, you know, a quarter of a cup or so per meal. But he eats 3 times a day, and it averages about 8 cups. And so it is a lot of food. I mean, between the two of them, they go through a large bag of food a week. But it could be worse. I mean, if he was a higher energy breed and that was that large, he would eat a lot more.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, and then the bombs he leaves in the backyard. What is that like? Especially you're in Nevada in August or July. It must be very hot out there, and that's got to be interesting to say the least.
It is pretty much it's poop duty every day. If you want to say ahead of the game, when we slack, you can tell when you open the back door. It definitely isn't the best smelling, but they're pretty large. I mean, it's kind of crazy sometimes because I wonder, even if we slack a couple of days or so, they go back there and run around, and I don't know how they miss their own piles, but they totally miss them. They never step in them, but they are big. A lot of poop. So we have like an industrial-sized dustpan that we got at Lowe's, and we use a little mini rake, and that's how we clean it up.
I'll bet.
Pretty much you got to stay on top of it every day.
I'll bet you do. Now, I have one final question. Sean's going to help me out with this because I don't know how to delicately ask this. So let me let Cousin Eddie just go ahead and do this for us. Go ahead, Sean.
You get out of there. No, get in the kitchen now. Get in the kitchen there. Get you something to eat. Go on. He's cute, ain't he? Only problem is he's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in him. If the mood catches him right, he'll grab your leg and just go to town. You don't want him around if you wear his short pants, if you know what I mean. A word of warning, though, if he does lay into you, it's best to just let him finish.
All right, Jessica, that's the big question about Rocco. Is Rocco fixed?
He is fixed, yeah. Okay. For everyone who actually, since this has all come to light, a lot of people ask me if we're willing to breed him, and we're not. He is neutered already, and we have no interest in breeding or anything like that. He wouldn't be a good candidate for breeding anyway, since he is above average of the breed standard. That's not really a good trait to breed in.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, he is fixed, and he really does not do any sort of things like that on humans. We fixed him at kind of a younger age, so he didn't develop those bad habits.
Yeah.
Luckily, yeah, because he would take someone down if that was the case.
I would imagine it would be a rough day for whoever's at the office when Rocco shows up and decides he takes a liking to them. But now I know why he's got low energy, Jessica. You know, we get a little depressed when you do that to us.
I know. Unfortunate.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for jumping on the phone. We're going to stay in contact. We're going to follow the progress of Rocco and see if he can become a Guinness World Record holder. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone with us.
Thanks, Matt. Good talking to you.
All right, you too. Have a great morning. Jessica Williams out in Sparks, Nevada with Rocco, who's going for the world record. But you don't have to worry, Roger, if he shows up near your leg. You're all good. Unless he's got to go to the bathroom.
Wouldn't be the first time.
He could put out fires, that dog, when he's going to the bathroom, is my guess.
As long as he's pointing in the right direction.
Yes.